Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello. This podcast is not by me, it's by James, but I am recording an intro for it because apparently James couldn't be bothered to. What you're about to hear is a sample of a series that James is running in a foolhardy way on our Patreon page. James is going through the X-Men 1992 animated series, which has just arrived in the UK courtesy of Disney Plus. He's watching it episode by episode, talking about each episode and how it relates to and is adapted from various comic stories, because that particular cartoon is kind of famed for being one of the animated series that perhaps most closely takes its cues from existing comics. So he's giving a very cinematic universe approach to a cartoon that I think a lot of people have affection for from their childhoods. So if you think that sounds like something you might want to listen to and you don't already back us on Patreon, head over to patreon.com/cinematicuniverse. You can back us at the lowest possible level, a dollar or upward. You'll get access to that. You'll also get, as you probably know from us talking about it on the main episodes, the bonus comics related episodes that we do for every main episode. Our most recent one was also James talking about the X-Men, because we've done an X-Men Days of Future Past, a lot of very heavy X-Men related content recently, but it seems to be something that people are really getting a kick out of. If you back us at the $2 or above level, you will also get early and ad free access to our episodes before they go onto the main feed. So all in all, obviously we appreciate difficult times at the moment, but if it is something that you can afford to and feel like you want to do, then we're trying to give you a lot more content as by way of thanks for backing us and supporting us. So yeah, if you want to know what these X-Men episodes sound like, as I say, this is a full episode preview from James on his kind of off the cuff talking about the X-Men. So let's let him get into it now.
So, episode 3, Enter Magneto. You can probably guess which major X-Men villain this episode introduces. That's right, Sabretooth. Sabretooth is in it as well. It introduces both Magneto and Sabretooth, although Sabretooth did cameo earlier in the series, at the very start of Night of the Sentinels. But here we learn his name, we learn a little bit about his relationship to Wolverine, and that's more or less it. We also get the introduction of Magneto. This story kind of adapts the very first issue of Uncanny X-Men, in which the original five members of the X-Men encounter Magneto as he attempts to attack a missile base. It's the Cape Citadel missile base. There are a few things I found interesting about the depiction of Magneto. One is that they shy away from mentioning World War II. They just keep it very vaguely a war, and the the soldiers are not Nazis. But I feel like they expand that out a bit later. It's interesting, actually, that aspect of Magneto, which you tend to think of as being really key to his character, wasn't introduced until the 1970s, when Chris Claremont took over the book and decided to bring back Magneto and flesh the character out a bit more. Up until that point, he'd just sort of been generically a villain and didn't have the associations of World War II and the Holocaust attached to him. So that's an example of a really late character development that kind of stuck and sort of transformed him really into the classic version of Magneto. In the 60s, he was a simpler supervillain. He was a bit more of a scientist. He used to have these retro bases and create weird machines and stuff, and he doesn't do that so much these days. And now there is another comic that this relates to, although I think this might be the first example of a comic that took something from the cartoon. So in this episode, the X-Men take in Sabretooth and say, well, no mutant is too bad to have a place with the X-Men. Let's see if we can help Sabretooth. A year later, after this episode originally aired, the comic X-Men Unlimited 3 essentially did the same thing with Sabretooth. It showed us his backstory, showed him sort of submitting to murderous rages that had previously been controlled by a telepath that he hung around with. And the X-Men put a stop to his rampage, and they brought him in and said, well, specifically Professor X said, went into his mind and said, well, Sabretooth remembers every victim he's ever had, and that suggests that he knows the value of life and therefore can be rehabilitated. And that began a long storyline where Sabretooth was a prisoner of the X-Men, prisoner slash patient of the X-Men. It actually led to Wolverine quitting the team for a while. He was like, well, if Sabretooth's going to be here, I'm not going to be here. And it's fair to say he was vindicated, because eventually Sabretooth escaped and caused all manner of havoc, having sort of semi-voluntarily placed himself with the X-Men. He eventually decided, no, that's probably not where I want to be. It's a good story. And so the other main component of this episode is Beast's attempt to get a fair trial. And I'm a bit suspicious of this plotline, because at the start, Magneto tries to rescue Beast, and Beast sort of turns him down and says, no, me and Professor Xavier have decided my innocence should be proved in court. And you're sort of looking, going, you did break into a private facility and destroy their property. However morally righteous that was, you are guilty and therefore probably not going to be found innocent. But, you know, in a way, being put on trial and proven guilty by the system at least emphasizes that you are eligible for the system. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't think the storyline's ever been done in the comics directly, but it's something that, it's the kind of thing that the comics would do from time to time, like proving that mutants are willing to submit to human justice and the human system, and not that they feel above it. Although, let's be fair, they do act like they're above it a lot of the time. The other thing I like about the depiction of Magneto in this episode is how they set up his philosophy. They do it really sympathetically. He doesn't turn up as a villain with no redeeming qualities. He makes some good points in this episode, and my favourite possibly is when him and Charles have their initial disagreement in the flashback sequence, and he says, look at them, Charles, they can't even make peace with each other. And you sort of think, maybe he's right. Maybe he is right. So, you know, if we keep watching, maybe we will find out whether Magneto is right or not. The age-old question, is Magneto right? Right, I think that's it for today. Come back hopefully tomorrow for episode 4.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.